episode 529 is hit for me.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, sweet ladies. I hope you're having a marvelous, explosive day. I hope you're filled with lots of energy because today is Power Pack Wednesday. It is, and today is Hit for Me. That's what we're chatting about, and I know you want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. If you haven't had an opportunity already, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more information, gather it. You can sign up for the free resource library. You can sign up for to be on the Inside Scoop for the AIM Academy. We also have the Inner Circle, which is our newsletter. There is so much information there, and maybe you just want a discovery call. Guess what? It's free, 20 to 30 minutes with me. Also, so maybe you're far beyond that discovery call and you're like, Christiane, I need you. You and I need to partner together. How do we do this? If you're interested in that, send me a little note and you can contact me through Let's Connect there at createyournow.com and we will get started on your journey. Okay, we have lots to talk about today, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on the dust bunny, so we're jumping right on in. Are you ready to ramp up your workout and take your fitness to the next level? Well, if yes, you might be asking, is HIIT for me? Power Pack Wednesday is all about nutrition and fitness. We just started this back a couple weeks ago, and it seems to be going very well. Hey, I would love to hear from you. Maybe you have suggestions, you have questions. Drop me a note. I can't help you if I don't know your questions. Also, you can come on in and reach out to us in our actual group on Facebook. It's private. It's closed. All you have to do is go to facebook.com/groups/the Women of Impact. The link is also in the show notes. With that, though, you have those questions. We're talking about is HIIT for me? And you may be scratching your head, HIIT? What is HIIT? You may have even heard of it. Maybe you've read about it. Maybe you've glanced over at it when you're in the grocery store line and you see these, oh, I lost all this weight doing nothing but HIIT. And you're like, I haven't really looked into it, but I'm curious. HIIT stands for High Intensity Interval Training, H-I-I-T. It's actually an acronym. It's a form of exercise alternating between a high intense quick burst of anaerobic exercise and a less intense exercise, meaning recovery, resting. And then guess what? You repeat. HIIT is a great cardiovascular exercise. Now, the key to this is a short burst of full out. That means all in, baby, activity with a recovery period, a rest period. There are lots of different HIIT protocols out there, and we're going to go over those, some of those today. HIIT has been around for a while now, and it's something that is of high interest because there's been studies and research done on it that just says that the benefits are so much greater than the traditional way of how we think of exercising, like your steady state cardio. For example, going out and running 2 or 3 miles or walking 2 or 3 miles. They're saying by doing HIIT, there's actually some major benefits to it. Some of those are aerobic and anaerobic fitness is improved. Blood pressure is improved. Cardiovascular health is improved. Insulin sensitivity is improved. Cholesterol profiles are improved. Abdominal fat and body weight while maintaining lean muscle mass, meaning that you may be losing weight, but you're not losing the muscle, which a lot of us do when we're actually losing weight. Some of that weight actually is muscle that we're losing. And that's the one thing in our body we don't want to lose. And so improving our abdominal fat and body weight through HIIT, those are just a few of the benefits. And one of probably the biggest one that anybody and everybody talks about is it's best known for its time efficiency and fat loss results. That's the one that everybody talks about. Man, if you just do this, this is what's going to change you. This is what changed me, allowed me to lose 25 pounds in 1 month. I mean, you see these claims. Now, is it possible? Well, depending upon what they're eating, it's not just about the form of exercise. It's the whole body approach. It's everything, the mind, body, and the spirit. That's what we're here about at Create Your Now. It's not one magic pill. It all takes work. But HIIT is fascinating because of the studies, the results that it shows. It's excellent for intermediate and advanced fitness levels. So you're saying, is it really for me? Well, if you fall into that intermediate or advanced fitness level, then the answer to that is yes, it is for you. You can do this as a beginner. However, you need to understand that form and function trumps intensity. You have to be careful with your body. Safety first. This isn't about just trying to get it done fast because you only have 10 minutes in your day to do some exercise. Don't use HIIT as an excuse not to exercise and put in the work that needs to be done for your health. But it's a way to change up your way of fitness, your way of exercising, your way of intentional movement, as I like to call it. Because a lot of people, we don't like to call it exercise or fitness. It just sounds like work. Unless if you're a fitness enthusiast, you don't want to be working on it. So intentional movement then is best. Okay, so when you're looking at this and you're saying, okay, yeah, I want to dive a little bit deeper with you, Christiane. I want to see and if I can apply this to my life. Well, if you're a beginner, I would recommend starting with a bike or a treadmill or even doing like backyard sprints. You can do this with walking. You can use an elliptical. You can do it with running too. When you do this, though, you want to take it slow as a beginner. There is a learning curve to it because remember, it's about the high, intense, quick burst of activity. Most of us, when we do HIIT, are not reaching the potential that HIIT really requires. HIIT is going to like a level 8, 9, 10 on the scale of, I'm almost going to die. You're so close. You're not overexerting yourself, but you are shaking after you get off the bike. You are laying on the mat going, okay, after about 2.5 to 5 more minutes, maybe I'll be able to get to my knees. You're spent. You give it all out. That's why HIIT is not good when you've stayed up late, when you haven't had maybe a good day's worth of meals and been really spot on with your nutrition. You're not going to have the energy to put it out. You're just going through the motions. And quite frankly, which kind of upsets me as a coach, as a trainer, is that we're not exercising the proper way on form and function. We're exercising by just going through the motions. We're there as if, well, if I'm watching the stuff on TV, it's magically going to change my body. If I just sit here and swing my arms up in the air. Well, if you are swinging your arms up in the air, if you don't understand the muscles that it's working and focusing on those muscles, again, mind, body, spirit, all of it, you're not going to go anywhere. You're just going to keep doing the same thing. You're not going to see results and your body change. Most of us want our body to change, whether it's we want to fit into a smaller size, we just want to get into that one pair of jeans that, oh, it's just a little bit too tight. If I could just have a half more inch to squeeze into it. But we're not doing it properly. So that's my little rant for the day. So I'm going to get off my rant. We'll come back to that later on another episode. But on this episode, we got to get to HIIT. HIIT works because it pushes your body to its limits to achieve muscle fatigue and maximum oxygen uptake. Now you're probably like, whoa, you're getting too scientific. Well, I don't want to get too scientific, but I want to give you some really good hard evidence. The harder you work, the more oxygen you use. Okay, your muscles need to do that, which means what? You're going to burn more calories. And when you do this and you're doing it for a shorter period of time, there's less cause for injury and less cause for muscle lostness. That didn't make sense. for your loss of muscle. You don't want to lose that muscle. Okay, I totally have blown this whole thing, but we're not even going to edit it out because I know you're laughing with me. And if you're laughing with me, I know you're still hanging in there. So we got to keep moving on. So HIIT is, I wouldn't say it's essential, but if you're kind of like, gosh, Christiane, I'm not seeing much of a difference here. I've been doing my workouts. I kind of changed from some strength training and I was doing some steady state cardio like running or walking. And then every once in a while I throw in some aerobic stuff and then maybe I do like, you know, some aerobic exercises with, who's the who's the dude? Richard Simmons. I know that's really old, isn't it? But he cracks me up. You know, that was more aerobic activity. That's not HIIT. That's not high-intensity interval training. Remember, high-intensity interval training is combining the high intensity with intervals. And it's pushing you out of your comfort zone, which here we know what? That's creating what? Impact. I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. It's the change factor. HIIT creates change. And so this may be something you want to work into it. You may want to add into that intentional movement schedule that you have, that fitness training, because you are training for life so you can love your journey. So if you're saying, is HIIT for me? I want to try it more. Well, yes, HIIT can be for anybody. But again, if you're a beginner, you got to start slow. And that doesn't mean necessarily that you're going to be equal to my HIIT training. I've been training a lot longer, a lot harder. And so you can't sit here and go, oh, well, that girl at the gym, man, she's doing that. Holy cow, I don't think I can get to that. We don't want you dropping like flies, if you know what I mean, safety first. You have to do it to your level. The key is your level. So if you're a beginner, you're going to start small. Start with walking and running, not on a treadmill, because then you control the pace. Then when you get to that, maybe you can add in to sprints and up it to that, okay? Now, I'm going to give you some examples here of how you can use HIIT, because these are some words I'm going to throw out that you've heard of also that is very confusing to you. So stick with me here. I know this is a lot to digest. There are different protocols for HIIT, your high-intensity interval training. One of those protocols is called Tabata, T-A-B-A-T-A. I love that. This is Dr. Izuma Tabata. That's who created it. Him and his colleagues in Japan came up with this method based on a 2-to-1 ratio. It's 20 seconds of very high intensity exercise, 10 seconds rest. You're repeating that a total of 8 times, equaling 4 minutes worth of your time. Mind you, that does not include your warm up and your cool down. Now, I'm going to throw out a question for you here. Are all Tabatas HIITs?
Dun, dun, dun.
No. No, because you can actually have Tabata-inspired workouts. So you need to understand that HIIT can a Tabata can be a HIIT, but not all Tabatas are HIITs. So you need to understand that. When you're doing a true HIIT, you are exerting yourself for that period of time at the beginning, that 20, 30 second, maybe 40 second interval, and you are going all out. I mean, like, you are bursting, you're killing it. And then all of a sudden you stop and you come to a lower intensity, more like a calm. You're dropping that heart rate and you're dropping it fast. Most of the time you're working within like 40 to 50% on the low intensity of your maximum heart rate. And then when you're looking at your high intensity, you're going about 80 to 85, 90% of your maximum heart rate. When I say you're killing it, you are killing it. This isn't for the wimpies. No, 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 no. I mean, I cannot see the little minions doing this. I mean, picture it. No. Maybe if they hadn't eaten in a while and maybe there were bananas far across the football field, they would sprint and be able to get there really fast. But this is high intensity, okay? This is taking you to the next level, and it's awesome. Because remember, a huge benefit of this is what? Time efficiency. Being able to burn more with less work. We all want to do that, right? Yeah. Give me an amen. Woo. We do. We want to burn more with less work. And also, there's studies that are shown that post-workout, you continue to burn calories up to 48 to 72 hours, depending upon your training. That's crazy and awesome. It's like, shut the front door. And I never say that. But it sounds so funny that it's so true. HIIT is awesome and everybody can use it, but you have to use it right for you. It's truly, when you go all out, it's really for intermediate and advanced because you want to have the proper form, the proper function when doing this. Otherwise, what? You result in injury, and we're all about safety first. So when we're looking at protocols, I mentioned Tabata. Dr. Tabata, when he did this, he did it originally for skaters. He wanted to improve their skate time, and he had two different groups. One that did the 20-second, 10-second, okay, 20-second work, 10-second rest. And he did this, and he had them at about 170% of their VO2. I know that's a lot of information for you, but I'm just putting it out there because they're studies. Then he had this other group that was 200% of their VO2, and it was 30 seconds work with, oh my goodness, I think it was 20 seconds rest, but maybe it was only still 10 seconds rest. But they increased it, okay? Guess what? The Tabata one, where it's 20 seconds work, 10 seconds rest, that one succeeded more. It improved their speed, their ability on the ice. Work less, but gain more. You want to do that, right? Well, this is the way to do it. Now, Tabata, you can make it HIIT, okay? So, for example, let's do sprints. So you go out in your backyard because it's safer to start that way. You have complete control of your feet, where if you're on a treadmill, you're going to have a little bit of a lull. And if you hit the wrong button and you push 10 and you really meant to push 8, you might be flying and you may hit the wall and splat. There you are. Again, safety first. So start with your own legs. Go outside for backyard sprints. Run straight for 20 seconds. You can even get your kiddos involved. Make it a game. Okay, tell them you're having a race. They don't understand it. And let one person hold the timer so they can yell when it hits 20. Also, real quick, which I'll have all of this, by the way, in the show notes. I know you're probably sitting there trying to take notes really quick. Don't worry about it. Guess what? There's a download, too. You can go, and these workouts, I'll have them right there for you to download. The link will be in the show notes, or you can go on over to createyournow.com and you'll find it there within the podcast itself. Now, you can have your kids sit there and watch it. They hit 20 seconds. Go, mama, you run. You run, 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 run for 20 seconds. Then they say, stop, you rest. Rest, 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 rest for 10 seconds. Then it's run again. Run, 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 run for 20 seconds as fast as you can. And then you rest for 10. Okay, you're going to be really tired after 4 minutes. And if you're just starting out, don't go for all 4 minutes. Go for a shorter period of time. Do it like 2 times or 3 times and then work up to a total of 8 times. Because again, you've got to take care of your one body that you've been given. Now, let me talk to the part of Tabata being the Tabata-inspired workouts. For example, you may have attend a class and say, well, Christiane, I go to a Tabata class and we're doing stuff, but man, we're in there for an hour. You are not doing HIIT training. You cannot do HIIT training, nor do you want to do HIIT training for more than 30 minutes. You can't because you're not hitting that high intensity, that all in, that burst. That's what makes it so unique. Instead, you're doing a Tabata-inspired workout. And this did come from Dr. Tabata's research. And so a lot of gyms fired it up back in the late 1990s. And they were like, oh, this is a way to get people in. It's fun. It's new. It's fresh. And yes, it is. However, it's not high-intensity interval training. So HIIT is HIIT. Tabata can be HIIT, but not all Tabatas are HIIT. Got it? Whew, I'm glad you're not confused because I think I just confused myself. An example of Tabata-inspired workouts would be this. The first round would be squat jumps and lunge jumps. You would do squat jumps for 20 seconds, rest for 10. Then you would do lunge jumps for 20 seconds, rest for 10. Then repeat squat jumps, rest, lunge jumps, rest, squat jumps, and you do that up to 8 times. That's a total of 4 minutes. Then you go to the next Tabata-inspired workout. Let's say you combine burpees and mountain climbers. So you do burpees for 20 seconds, rest for 10 seconds. Mountain climbers for 20 seconds, rest for 10 seconds. Do you get the idea? You repeat that up to 8 times. Number three, you could do lateral skaters and knee tucks. Those are awesome. Okay, you do the same thing. Lateral skaters for 20 seconds, rest 10. Knee tucks for 20 seconds, rest 10. And then maybe the fourth one you want to throw into is prisoner jacks and sprints. Same thing, 20 seconds jacks, 10 seconds rest, 20 seconds sprints, 10 seconds rest and repeat. Now, all of this is going to be in that download. So don't worry about it. You're probably like, oh my gosh, I can't get all this information. It's not for you to have to remember. It's for me to give it to you. Okay. This is a great one. Try it. Let me know what you think. It's a fun one. So I'll put that in there. So there is a difference between a Tabata being a HIIT Tabata or a Tabata inspired workout. Know the difference. If you are going to a class and you're in there for 45 to 60 minutes, it is not high intensity interval training. I'm not saying that you're doing it wrong. Just understand it's Tabata inspired, but it's not a HIIT workout. So that can be very confusing to some people because they're like, my gosh, I mentioned that I did a Tabata and I did it HIIT style, but then my girlfriend did a Tabata and she said she was doing it for 60 minutes. Man, I feel really bad. No. Two totally different things, okay? All right, let me go over a couple other HIIT protocols with you because I know we're going longer, but it's hard. It's hard to get all this. I mean, it's Power Pack Wednesday. We're power packing it today, ladies. Okay, so one of these protocols for beginners is like a 1-to-2 ratio on time. So for example, you could do 30 seconds of work to 60 seconds of rest. So let's take it for walking. Speed walking versus regular casual walking, okay? So you walk fast. Now this is after, mind you, you always have to warm up. Please warm up your body. I cannot stress that enough. You can't sit here and all of a sudden decide to do a HIIT workout at a commercial. No, you haven't had any warm-up time. Now, if you've had warm-up time to that commercial, then you can do that, but not just go right on into HIIT. You will injure yourself. Safety first, okay? Take care of your body. So beginners, 30 seconds work to 60 seconds rest. So you can walk, and I mean walk fast, almost as if you're like a slow jog. You're booking it as fast as you can book it for 30 seconds. And then you walk calmly, catching your breath, breathing in and out slowly, controlling your heart rate for 60 seconds. Then you go 30 seconds, work hard. Then bring it back down calmly for 60 seconds rest. And you repeat that. You may only do that 2 or 3 times at the beginning. Then you can up it and increase it. Understood? That's for beginners. Another protocol for intermediates would be a 2-to-1 ratio on time. So for example, 30 seconds of work to 15 seconds of rest. So let's say you want to take it up to a run and a jog. You run for 30 seconds, that's your work, and then you jog for 15 seconds, that's your rest. You don't want to just stop, okay? Your rest time, you need to keep moving. It's just that you're slowing your heart rate down during that period. It's your recovery period. It's your rest period, okay? Then you go back 30 seconds, run to 15 seconds jog, 30 seconds run, 15 seconds jog. And you do that and you work your way up. And eventually what you do is it sprints and it's all out, man. You're like running as fast as you can run. And then you're like, okay, I'm going to walk, take it off. And then you're running. And then you're going to walk. Okay. Great intermediate. An advanced interval is a 2-to-1 ratio with increased length of HIIT time, okay, your high intensity part of interval time. So 40 seconds of work to 20 seconds of rest. So the more advanced you get and you're like, I need to push my body more and more and more and more and more, this is what you can do. You see, you can always keep pushing. But again, HIIT training does not go beyond 30 minutes. And those people who are doing that 25 to 30 minutes, yeah, they are in shape. We're talking about amazing athletes that are really working hard, okay? Most of us are probably not going to get to that. If we are, we're not doing HIIT per se. We may be doing a style of interval training, but we're not doing HIIT. Again, the high intensity is the key. Then we already talked about the Tabata protocol because most of you have heard that buzzword. You know it. Now you understand that you can have a Tabata-inspired workout versus a HIIT Tabata. There is a difference, okay? 20 seconds of work 10 seconds rest, total of 4 minutes. You can do 8 rounds of that. Now, this one, I want to blow your mind because, and I know we're going long, so stick with me. It's called the Gabbala Protocol. I love this one. This is to really ultimately challenge you. And when I say really ultimately challenge you, this is what I mean. If you do this protocol right, 10 minutes, your 10 to 12 minutes of work will be as effective as 50 minutes of continuous work at 70% of your maximum heart rate.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. Replay me and I'll say that again to you. It's crazy. It's awesome. But it's a challenge because ultimately you're only doing 1 minute of all out during this protocol. Only 1 minute. You're like, really? It sounds great, doesn't it? It does. But when you're doing it, you're talking about you're just shy of dropping dead. That's how much intensity. You're talking 90 to 95% output of your high intensity. Most of us aren't even reaching 60% output. Seriously, I'm being honest with you. We're not. We think we are because we're sweating. But just because we're sweating doesn't mean we're all out intense. Big difference. The Gabbala Protocol is made up of this. 2 minute warm up, 20 seconds all out, 2 minute rest. Yeah, you're probably like, huh? 20 seconds to 2 minutes? Did you really say that right? Yes, I did. Because remember that 20 seconds of work is 90 to 95% intensity. That's just shy of overexerting yourself. When I say you are all in, you are maxed out all in. You're just on that borderline. So after the 20 seconds all out, 2 minute rest, then what? 20 second all out, 2 minute rest, 20 second all out, 2 minute rest, then you head into your 3 minute cool down. That is how only 10 to 12 minutes of your work can be as effective as 50 minutes of continuous work at 70% of your maximum heart rate. Whoa, mind blown. Okay, if your mind isn't blown, mine is, because you know what? This is a challenge for me, and I challenge my body a lot, but this takes work, and I can't say that I've hit that high intensity level that I really want to take it. I kind of hit it like, ooh, I'm kind of right there on the cutting edge, but I'm not pushing over where I'm dropping dead yet or close to it. You know what I mean? So that's a fun one. So all these different HIIT protocols, they're there to maximize your little bit of time that you have, but maximize your effort that you're putting in. And that effort is done during that short, brief burst period. All important in changing up your intentional movement. You can do HIIT. HIIT is for you. You just need to do it at your tempo, at your speed, at your level. Ultimately, safety first. If you're working with a personal trainer, talk to them about HIIT. Say, I listened to this crazy woman on this podcast, and she said this would be good. Have that conversation. Maybe you're in fitness enough and you feel comfortable that you want to try it out. Again, I'm going to put some of these in the download for you that you can try. Have fun with it, but be safe. And of course, always consult your physician or your medical provider before starting any fitness or nutrition regimen. I love you all so very much. I'm glad we've power-packed your day. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.